Good morning. We are talking with City Administrator Chad Abram, recapping the Prairie du Chien Common Council meeting on November 12th. And Chad, it feels like it's been a long time since you were here.
Yes.
But that's because there was no Common Council meeting last weekend because of the election.
Correct.
So you're going to kind of have back-to-back weeks now.
Yeah,
so it was like you took a three-week hiatus and then you'll be back.
Back-to-back, yeah. And there wasn't a lot put on this agenda just because of the fact that there wasn't a lot going on because we were so busy with the election.
Yeah. So I know the one thing that you did want to talk about was the change in zoning.
Yes, we had a public hearing last night for the location of the old hospital site where the new public safety center is going to be placed. And basically the zoning is a change from R1 to planned community development. It's the same thing the county did for the jail project. It's the same thing that we did and the RDA did for Prairie Bluffs Court. Basically what it is that if the building goes up and all of a sudden Kyle and Tad want to put a message board up, okay, they can put it wherever they like as long as it doesn't infringe on the right-of-way, mm-hmm. So they don't have to go back to the plan commission for approval because of the planned community development.
So I know this was a very short meeting last night. You kind of had that public hearing for that, and then you had your city administrator report.
We did have one ordinance change.
Okay.
Let's talk about that ordinance change.
Okay.
It's pretty critical. Well, it's just basically what it was, Lori, is that I met with Kyle Tienor, the chief, as you know, and Nick Gilberts, our street superintendent, and I was reading through section 7.04, and I remember when I drafted that years ago as police chief, I'm like, you know, we should probably clean this up a little bit and include all of the schools. It's related to school zones.
Okay.
And so what we did is we adopted now all the schools in the city limits and two blocks east, west, north, and south, mm-hmm. to 15 miles per hour while school's in session.
Okay.
So, and then everybody was like, well, what does in session mean? Well, if the boys are at football and the girls are at volleyball after school, it's still in session. That's mm-hmm. an extension of the classroom.
Yep.
That's what we say. That's what Bill Hanna says in the huddle every Friday night when we go to our football games. This is an extension of the classroom. We expect the same language you use in the classroom that you'd use out here on the field, that kind of thing. So it is an extension of the classroom, these extracurricular activities. So that would be in session. At 11 o'clock at night, there's probably nobody at the school. Therefore, it's not in session.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be signage put up. You know, it's a couple weeks for this to get posted. Signs will be put up. And it's not that there was a problem, but it's something that...
Just clarifying
a few things. There was a concern by St. Gabriel's parochial school, so we said, let's look at the entire thing then. So that's what we did.
Makes sense. And then, like I said, your city administrator's report as well.
Yeah, city administrator's report. I informed the Common Council that the Finance Committee and Tina and I met for over 3 hours a week or so ago to work on the budget, had to make drastic cuts to meet our expenditure restraint, we have to go below expenditure restraint. So we've made a lot of cuts, and we're hoping to get the budget approved by finance on this Thursday and published next week in the paper. So that's good news. Another great news that we heard from was City Planner Nate Gilberts, who you know. He received a $45,000 cybersecurity grant for the city of Prairie du Chien. So that's just money that we can use for IT expenses, maybe potentially to reduce some expenses at the new public safety center when we get to the IT department. The new swing sets are installed. They're getting installed this week, and they should be ready to go later this week. That Lochner Park, Lawler Park, O'Brien Park, and the Fireman's Park. So
all right.
Good new additions. Finally, the fire department trees are going to be up and will be for sale on Saturday, November 23rd. The roundabout Christmas trees were put up on Monday. However,
because it was nice and warm.
However, they will not get turned on until after Thanksgiving.
I don't know why the city of Prairie du Chien has to be such a Grinch.
That's my rule.
I don't know why you have to be such a Grinch,
you
can Chad
ask my,
Abram.
You can ask my daughters the same thing.
I did not realize the city of Prairie du Chien administrator was such a Grinch.
Hey, I'm not a Grinch.
That is a Grinch.
I want to get through Thanksgiving.
You know what? I'm going to come to the next city council meeting and propose the trees can get lit up either after Thanksgiving or the first sub-30 degree day.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Because then if there's no sub-30 degree days in November, then it just happens after Thanksgiving. But, you know, if October 31st is 28 degrees, well, those trees are getting lit.
Oh, my goodness, Lori. I don't even...
Hey, this is how you get involved in your community, people.
I don't even buy my tree from the firemen until after Thanksgiving. My kids ask every year, and I tell them the same thing. When do we go, kids? Since you were little kids, growing up, we went the day after Thanksgiving to pick out our Christmas tree. That's when the music comes on, the lights go up, and then we start celebrating for the whole month until January, and then they got to come down and so on.
November 2nd, I put my tree up.
Oh, well, good for you, Lori.
And that was 2 days late this year. Yeah, I normally do it on Halloween, I was helping at the Halls of Terror.
Yeah, you know, I have some friends of mine that are like that, if they're listening, Tara Harris.
and
the
no
Sprosty
judgment.
Family, yes.
No judgment.
So, yeah, and then last but not least, I have to say a huge shout-out to my clerks, Lisa, Cassie that helped out up front, our zoning administrator, Cindy Balk, Lisa Brewer, I said, Tina Fuller and Megan Pedretti for their work during the election. We had over 1,000 residents come in for the in-person voting prior to the election. That's huge.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. We had a 96% voter turnout. So they worked their butts off prior to the day of and the days after the election.
Yes.
So my hat's off to my clerks and deputy clerks and all the gals that helped out with the election, along with Nick Gilberts and his staff helping out set up and tear down. Kyle Tino, the chief, and his staff were being there the day of the election. It went very smooth, well turnout. I had it on camera, the Hoffman Hall cameras that we have now installed. The lines were out the front door of Hoffman Hall. I've never seen that. Never in my life have I seen it. But huge thank you to the staff, that such committed staff for this election, and kudos to those gals up front.
Again, the next meeting of the Prairie du Chien Common Council then will be next Tuesday.
Yes.
So we'll get you back-to-back weeks with reports.
Might have a little bit more to talk about next
Might
week.
Have a little bit more to talk about. Well, thanks. We were talking with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram following the Common Council meeting on Tuesday evening.